Okay, good morning. We are learning Misachta Menachos. We are at the beginning of the fourth parak. The Mishnah tells us, Hatchilas Eina Ma'akeves Es Halavan Va'alavan Eina Ma'akeves Hatchilas. The Torah tells us that we have a responsibility. V'nasnu Al Tzitzis Hakanah Pesil Techilas. We learn that we're supposed to have four strings inside each of the four corners of the tzitzis. And the Gemara seems to suggest that we either need to have one string or two strings of Techilas, and the other strings are supposed to be made out of white. So the Techilas strings are not ma'akev the white. The white is not ma'akev the tchelas. Tefillah shal yad eina ma'akev es harosh, v'sharosh eina ma'akev es shal yad. When you have tefillin, so the tefillin shal yad is not ma'akev the tefillin shal rosh. The tefillin shal rosh not ma'akev es the tefillin shal yad, which seems to suggest if a person doesn't have the ability to put on one of the two, he has a cast on his arm, he can't put on tefillin shal yad, but he can put on the tefillin shal rosh. So he can put on the tefillin shal rosh. The Rambam says that assumes, of course, that he has both the Tefillin Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, and the challenge is temporary. Otherwise, perhaps, they would be ma'akev one the other, lest somebody come to a mistake and think that you only have the responsibility to wear Tefillin Shal Yad or Tefillin Shal Rosh. Hasolus v'ashemen, when you bring a minchas nesachim, the flour and the oil, ena ma'akev nesayayin. If you brought wine and you didn't bring the flour and the oil, you can still bring the wine ala mizbeach. V'lo ayayin ma'akvan, if you brought a minchas nesachim and all you had was the flour and the oil and you didn't bring the wine, you can bring the flour and the oil without the wine. Hamatano shal gabi mizbeach achitzon, when we are supposed to bring four matanos, four sprinklings of blood on the Mizbeach outside of the Kodesh, so those things are not going to be Eina Ma'akvos Zu Ezu. Those things don't hold up one another. That is to say, once you bring one sprinkling, you have been Yotze the Karban, and you don't need to worry about the other ones as well. When a person has a responsibility to bring the Karbanos, the olos that come with the shtei alechem, like the pasuk says in Parashas Emor, v'kraftem al alechem shavas kvasim and tamimim b'nei shano parben b'char achad elim shenayim yulolor v'ashem. So each one of these groups of animals are not makiv one another. Or, for instance, the karbanos of a karban musaf, where we also bring groups of animals, they are not makiv one another, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lahem parim merubim v'lo hayu lahem nesachim. What happens if you had a lot of parim, but you didn't have enough nesachim for all of them? So Rabbi Shimon says, it's better yaviu parechadu nesachav v'lo yikrivu kulam v'lo nesachim. It's better to bring one and not bring all the proper amounts of the karbanos, as opposed to bring all of them without the proper nesachim. That, of course, is his position. The Chachamim disagree, and we will, of course, continue with a lot of these things that are and are not ma'akev in terms of kachim when we meet again tomorrow morning.